In the lunchtime edition, the central bank reports the Barbados economy grew by 4.5% in the first half of this year, driven by strong growth in tourism. Growth for 2024 overall expected to be around 4%. The Sanitation Service Authority calls in private waste haulers to help deal with a worsening garbage collection backlog in the northern parishes. Local manufacturers and suppliers meeting with major cruise lines trying to get their products onto those ships. Venezuela's President Maduro declares himself the winner of the presidential election, an outcome disputed by the opposition. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, the Barbados economy grew by 4.5% in the first half of this year, driven by what the central bank describes as very strong growth in tourism, and year-end growth for 2024 overall is expected to be around 4%. Delivering the economic review for the first 6 months of the year, Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge reported improvement in all the economic fundamentals and growth in all sectors, with unemployment declining, the rate of inflation slowing, the foreign reserves remaining strong, tax revenues increasing, and the debt-to-GDP ratio declining.
This 4.5% for the first half of the year represents a second quarter growth that was only eclipsed back in 1998, and the first half growth that outside the pandemic period is one of the strongest we've ever had. And that growth we felt is permeated through all the economy, and the other economic variables reflects that. In particular, we had a moderation of the inflation rate over the 12-month period, moderating to 2.7%. Unemployment rate continued to ease down, falling 2 percentage points to 6.9%. That's the unemployment rate.
He detailed the strength of the key economic indicators.
On the fiscal side, government fiscal operations resulted in a surplus on the primary account of roughly $509 million, or 3.5% of GDP. The reserves, reflecting the strong performance of the economy, remain very buoyant and at high levels of $3.2 billion for the first 6 months of the year. We saw the narrowing the current account deficit by $300 million to about $168 million. As I said earlier, what drove that was a strong performance in the tourism sector. This is the largest first half tourism performance that we have on record. The sector grew by 18%.
According to the governor, the economy remains on track to close the year up 4%.
We're expecting to close the year about 4%. Many things are pointing to that. First, the foreign bookings. The industry indicate they are at the moment 18% higher than they were the same time last year. Foreign bookings mean that that's what you can expect as we move forward. There's increased confidence in the economy with respect to increased airlift capacity, and that's continue to grow that aggregates well for our 4% projection. We saw crews performing very well in the first half. I didn't mention that. Had an increased number of cruise calls, the strongest since the COVID period recovery. But in addition, we saw that the summer home porting has rebound.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. The Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, has called in private waste haulers to help deal with a worsening garbage collection backlog in the northern parishes, especially in St. Lucie. The SSA's public relations officer, Carl Padmore, says some of the garbage trucks that serve that part of the country are off the road awaiting spare parts. He was speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program.
There is a shortage of parts in the island, not only for us, but for the private sector, because we had engaged members of the private sector to help us. But they, too, have been having some issues sourcing parts. So there's limited parts and in some cases no parts. And so we're waiting for the arrival of those parts.
He listed several areas in St. Lucie which the SSA was seeking to service today.
And these areas will be serviced today. We are speaking of Sherman's, Seaview, Clinkett's Gardens, Half Moon Fort, Sutherland Hill, Fustic Village, Sutherland 1 and 2, Clarendon Heights, Jekyll Hall 1 and 2, Ellis Gap, Upper Jekyll Hall, that includes Jekyll Hall, Amir Road as well, Bourbons, Forsted Bab, the housing area in Jekyll Hall, because these are some small areas and we need to be very specific. Broomsfield 1 and 2, Broomsfield Development, Husbands, Driving Mere Road, Mere Cox, Terrace and Friendly Hall. There's some of our trucks that can't get into some of those areas and therefore there's special trucks outfitted for those areas. That is why we had to call in the private haulers. We expect another shipment of trucks in short order.
The SSA's public relations officer called Padmore in the lunchtime edition. Well, several Barbadian suppliers and manufacturers are meeting with a major international cruise line. This morning, the local businessmen met with representatives from the Royal Caribbean Group at the Provisioning Barbadian Products to the Global Cruise Industry Seminar held at the Hilton Hotel. Speaking during the seminar, Minister of Tourism Ian Goodnagel said that partnering with the cruise line will significantly benefit the economy.
For the first 4 months of 2024, we saw a 5% increase in cruise calls over 2023. Given the importance of the tourism sector in leading this country's economic expansion and in keeping with our mandate to increase revenues, it is therefore necessary that all facets of growth be explored. Provisioning is one key method of paramount importance as it can facilitate greater intersectoral linkages between the local manufacturing and agriculture sectors and our international cruise partners. It undoubtedly creates income-generating opportunities for local enterprises, which can further stimulate Barbados' advancement.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Goodenagel. The Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has declared himself the winner of yesterday's presidential election, an outcome that is being disputed by the opposition. Our Tahir Bulbulia is in Caracas. He was there as an election observer. He was this morning at the swearing-in ceremony and files this report.
We are currently here live in Caracas, Venezuela, at the swearing-in ceremony of President Nicolas Maduro, who would have won the election last night. The results came in just after midnight, where the tally of votes were counted, and he would have won with 51.2% of the votes. Over 12 million Venezuelans would have voted in the election, and the U.S.-backed opposition party would have gotten 43% of the votes, and a third-string party would have gotten 5% of the remainder of the votes. The U.S. is claiming that this election is not duly contested and there is allegations of fraud in the process. But on the ground here yesterday, we would have gone to various polling stations and the process was pretty seamless and it was very thorough with the process of the elections. And we went to 5 election polling stations in Caracas and all of them were very well attended with long lines, persons showing their support for Maduro. So the latest from Caracas, Venezuela, is that Nicolas Maduro has been re-elected as president of Venezuela, and he will be sworn in anytime now. I am Tahir Bulbulia, live in Caracas, Venezuela, reporting for Starcom Network News.
As you heard earlier, the opposition has dismissed the ruling party's announcement as fraudulent and promised to challenge the result. It said its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, had won 70% of the votes and insisted he was the rightful president-elect. The opposition said vote tallies it had received, as well as quick counts, showed Mr. Gonzalez had a lead of 40 percentage points over the incumbent. The opposition parties had united behind Mr. Gonzalez in an attempt to unseat Mr. Maduro after 11 years in power. Our top stories. The central bank reports the Barbados economy grew by 4.5% in the first half of this year, driven by strong growth in tourism. Growth for 2024 overall expected to be around 4%. The Sanitation Service Authority calls in private waste haulers to help deal with a worsening garbage collection backlog in the northern parishes. Local manufacturers and suppliers meeting with major cruise lines trying to get their products onto those ships. And Venezuela's President Maduro declares himself the winner of yesterday's presidential election, an outcome disputed by the opposition parties. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.